Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your host and AANBC founder, Tamika Newhouse. I am on the show this evening for a special broadcast. I am currently at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival, which is co-founded by myself and Arthur Chris Hicks, as well as it's organized with Miss Arthur Nicola Mitchell. We are here this evening with lots and lots of authors, and I'm going to be walking around. I'm going to be interviewing some of the authors this evening and talking about the books, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting day. So I'm going to try to behave myself because, you know, last year I was definitely a little bit loud, so hey, I don't know. I may not be able to do that, but make sure if you are on Twitter, please tweet BUBF12. BUBF12, and let everybody know that we are broadcasting live for the next hour. Now, we have some authors in the house today. I'm going to get a full list of names of some of the authors that are here. We have some featured talents from Moses Miller. We have the DC Book Beaver here. We have Urbania Magazine. We have Life Changing Books. Of course, we have NCM Publishing and all their authors. We have some of my authors here, Destiny Publications. And of course, I'm going to find Chris Hicks at some point. Let's see if I can go ahead and get an author interview. Moses Miller, let's see. Let's talk about Moses. Moses, can you tell us? I'm broadcasting live on ABC Radio, like we did last year. Yeah. And can you tell everybody your experience and then a little bit about your latest project in under 2 minutes?
You got to repeat that back. You want me to tell them who I am? I'm Moses Miller, all right? I'm the author of The Tripling Times of Nathan Jones, The Game of Trice, The Trifecta, Once Upon a Time in Harlem, The Barocony. And my latest book is Things I Wish I Knew When I Was Young Like You, which is a children's book. And also have an anthology that is released, Ebony Chronicles of Elevation, that just came out as well. Find out more information about me, you can hit up mindcandymedia.com, M-I-N-D. Candy, media.com or facebook.com or Arthur Moses Miller. That's about it. What else you want me to tell the people?
Tell them to come out and check out the Baltimore.
Yeah, we're at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival. It's a bunch of incredible authors here. A lot of people coming through. You know, like I said, I have my books here, but besides me, there's hundreds of authors. If you don't get a chance to check it out, you could always go online to my website and check out my books, or, you know, just hit us up, you know, mindcandymedia.com, or come to the Baltimore Urban Book Festival. We'll be here until, what is it, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tonight. All right?
Thank you, Moses. Right now, I'm also standing next to Arthur Eon Williams. He's promoting his latest book, Lord and Legend. He's also nominated for this year's ABC Literary Awards. And he also is providing his coming soon book that's going to be releasing May 11th, Secrets Never Die. Ian, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with you today and the books you're talking about?
First and foremost, you know what I mean, I appreciate being here. Nevertheless, I'm here promoting, you know, my Lord and Legends, my upcoming book May 11th for Secrets Never Die with DC Book Beagle Publications. And at the same time, I'm getting the summer ready for Money Ain't Everything. That should be Fast Lane Entertainment. So, that's pretty much all I'm really here to do, support myself, support my friends, and everybody to support me.
Thank you. You know what? That was whatever. I thought it was going to be nice, right? Okay. Well, that was Ian. That was Ian in Wiggins. Thank you, Ian. I don't want to walk around, and I just passed by Mr. Mike Warren of Life Changing Books. All right, cool. And now I'm walking over to Ms. Azarel, a.k.a. Ms. Tressa, who is the CEO of Life Changing Books, and she has all of her authors set up. Let me see if I can run down some of them. We have Jay Timble for Bedroom Gangster, Miss KT. We have Shay Ray for Hollywood. We have Next Door Nympho by CJ Hudson. We have Mike Warren's Private Affair and also his Sweet Swagger. We have, of course, Ms. Azra's VIP and Gangsta Bitch. And then we got another One Night Stand and One Night Stand up in here. Then, of course, she has her Teenage Blue series. Let me see if we can find Azarel. Where Azarel go? Okay, well, we're going to get back to Ezra in a minute. Let's see if we can walk over. We also passing by Five Star Publications and also the owner of the Blue River Joint. Can you pause a minute? I'm sorry, Tamara. I can do that. I want to talk here with Ms. Laquita Adams. She is the CEO of Five Star Publications, also the owner of the Maryland Chain Bookstores, the Blue River Joint. Laquita, if you can tell us a little bit about who you are, your company, and your bookstores, and you are all on ANBC Radio Live.
Are they going to ask me some questions so I can answer?
Can you just answer my question?
Hello to everyone, whoever's on the live show. My name is Laquita Adams. I'm the owner of the Literary Joint Bookstore. It's a chain bookstore here in Maryland. There's two in Prince George's County. One of them is in Forestville Mall in Forestville, Maryland. One is in Hyattsville, Maryland. In Prince George's Plaza, and the new location that just opened March the 15th is located right here in Baltimore in Security Square Mall. I own those three chains, and I also own Five Star Publications. I'm the CEO of that as well.
All right, did you put out your website?
Oh, no, check it out. See you on the Hot Girl Interview. I help you out.
Most interview people ask questions.
Right?
The website. I'm just like AMBC to know. I'm getting beat up by a flyer right now.
Put it on radio.
The website for you to check out the stores is www.tljbookstore.com. The new website that will be up for the e-store, we have a lot of out-of-state customers that like to shop with us, so the e-store will go live next month. It's www.tljestore.com. You can also join our mailing list there. We're not biased to any type of book. We give our honest reviews, and so do our customers on all the different books we carry in the store, as well as we have a top 10 that we go through every week where our customers and our staff go through, and we debate what is better than the other one. And the website for Five Star Publications is www.5starpublications.net.
Thank you, man. That was very long, very long-winded. But thank you so much, Ms. Laquita Adams of Five Star Publications. Now I'm going to walk over here to Life Changing Books. Life Changing Books is the title sponsor for this year's Baltimore Ellen Book Festival. They have all of their latest titles here. Of course, if you're in the area, they are actually located locally in Maryland, so make sure you go and check them out. You can see their books at almost every bookstore here in around the Metroplex, also throughout the country. And I want to talk here to the CEO, Azrael. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your latest titles? And then what you guys have coming up?
Absolutely. Got to hold it like this? Okay, great. So this is Azrael, just checking in and let you know that we're here at the Baltimore Book Festival, and we have a few of our new titles, Welfare Grind by Kendall Banks. We have that title here. We have my new book, VIP, and we also have Wealthy and Wicked by Chris Renee. All the LCB authors are in the house, Kendall Banks, Jay Trumbull, Mike Warren, Miss KP. So come on out and check us out. If you can't get here, then visit us online at www.lifechangingbooks.net. Thank you.
All right, right now I'm standing next to Quan. I'm on AAMBC Radio Live, and I want to do an interview with him really quick so we can talk about his latest release, Eviction Notice. And we can also talk about, he just recently signed a book deal with Cash Money Content, and I was able to go to the launch party for Cash Money last year in New York City. So let's talk to him a little bit and see what's going on with him this year. He's also going to be doing a panel later on this evening, and he's going to be talking about his book and hosting a book signing. Quan, if you could tell us a little bit about your latest title, and tell us what you got coming out later this year.
What, my latest title as far as Eviction Notice or the new one coming out? What you want to know, girl? What you want to know?
I said the new one coming out.
Oh, Animal. It's a wrap. This industry will be purified and baptized by fire. And please make sure you quote me as ever said that.
That's it. Ugh, I don't like interviewing no
more. What happened? I just walked in. You just threw the phone.
Okay, yeah. Okay, y'all, please disregard that. And we're going to sit to the cell. You Animal. That's what it is.
No.
Okay, you're going to do some interviews right there and over there. But when they're free, okay?
Whenever, just like I said, I'm just quoting, so I don't know really what.
All right, I'm going to holler at you. All right, let me go back over here. All right, I'm going to walk over here to GC Chronicles, and I'm going to be talking to who's in charge. Okay, I'm going to be talking to the one of the CEOs of GC Conference. They have some of their titles here by Kareem Gibson. We got by Tamiko. By, let me see who we got over here, Ms. Robinson. Okay, we got Ms. Sabrina Evans. And we got Fadisa Long. We have a lot of different books over here by GC Chronicles. Also, one of their, we have Ms. Ever here that's under Life Changing Books, but this is under their division of Gently Spoken division. Okay, let's, Deborah, can you tell us a little bit about your book?
And tell us a little bit how you're enjoying yourself today.
My book is called Finally Real Men Speak Out, Real Men with Women to Know. I interviewed a lot of different men, Asian, Caucasian, Jamaican, West African, Puerto Rican, pretty much ran the whole gamut, and asking questions relative to women in relationships. It's a very insightful book to get into the hearts and minds of men concerning women in relationships. And I'm having a wonderful time here.
All right, so now I'm going to be talking with one of the CEOs of G Street Chronicle. Can you tell us about the future of the company?
Right now, we have a bookstore opening June 23rd in Jonesboro, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. Our grand opening is scheduled. Isn't that great? Yeah, that's a big thing for us right now. And then we also, we have a lot of new releases. We have two that just came out this past week. And next month, we have Drama re-releasing, Drama Part 2 releasing. We have a new author coming out with a book called Solar Mind. And then in July, we have Beast Mode Part 2 and the fourth part of the Love, Lies, and Love series by Ms. Robinson. So we have a big 3 months ahead of us.
That's what's up. So let's go ahead and repeat this, guys. They're going to be opening up a bookstore in Jonesboro, Georgia, which is in the Atlanta area, on June 23rd. So if you are in the area, go to gstreetchronicles.com and / books and cafe, and you'll be able to look up all the information on the event. That's what's up. Really excited about that. So let's go and find some more authors who are here. I'm walking into another room, and this room has about another 30 authors or so. And I'm coming across a duo, Mr. Raheem Brooks and NV Red, and I'm going to talk to them briefly about what they're doing today. Mr. Raheem Brooks, if you can tell us a little bit about your latest release and why your tie is so short.
My latest release is Murder in Germantown, and my tie is so short because I am sartorial, and that's just me. But my latest mystery novel is Murder in Germantown. It's the story of Rayvon LaMelle, and he's an attorney who has to leave his downtown digs and go back uptown to the ghetto to represent a friend who has been accused of a triple homicide. So that's my latest novel, but you can also check out Last Now and Die Later, my series, which is exceptional, and it was actually AABC Book of the Year 2010. Thank you.
Let's go over here to Ms. Envy Red. Envy, who has recently relocated, is about to be doing some bigger and better things. Can you tell us about your latest book, Jaded? And I think you're also working on something else, if I'm not mistaken. So tell us about what's going on.
Hello. So Jaded was my last release. I'm about a lady who is in a mental institution after she killed 16 people. The book is doing very well. A lot of people are into that psycho thriller type of book. And right now I'm working on High Rollers, which embraces my love of roller skating. But, of course, you got to have the drama in it. This will be my first crack, I guess, at urban drama. It's not quite street fiction, but it's about a group of friends who decided to start this human trafficking ring, and they use the roller skating rink as a cover up. And what can I say? I can't stop killing people in this novel. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I guess you would say this is my first shot at urban drama. And I am actually excited today because I am nominated for Female Author of the Year with AAMBC 2012. So just on pins and needles, waiting to see who won that. But at any rate, I'm just happy to be nominated, and I'm happy to be here today.
Thank you, Ms. Henry Red. Well, I'm going to walk over here to Mr. Mondale P. Pope. And Mondale has a book, Don't Ask, I'm Pale. Mondale, make your way over here. We have here also the author of Both Sides of the Fence, 1, 2, and 3. And Mondale, if you can tell us a little bit about your latest release. And don't you have something like Don't Drop the Soap?
Don't Ask, Don't Tell is about the Army. It's a policy that's been repealed.
recently. It's an anthology featuring me, Brenda Hampton, Tina Brooks McKinney, and Terry Hill. We all go in. And we have different styles, and we talk about the new policy, but how it's still effectual nowadays. It's like, you can still be gay, and they're actually trying to repeal it again. Like, the new president said he's going to take it back. So, you know, it's still abundant in the army right now. People don't want to talk about it, even in the army, just like in society. Your sexuality should stay confident. I mean, yeah.
Confidential.
And that's how it is. It's just, that's our stories. It's four different stories.
No, every renaissance. It's what's up.
Yeah, it's no continuations. I ain't got to talk about continuations. It's ebook, it's available ebook, book, Kindle, iPad, any electronic device you got. We have it, and I'm not remember both sides. Listen, it's 1, 2, or 3.
Send me the website.
It is www.wix.com/mtfolk/mtfolk.
I'm going to need you to get you another URL. Okay. You heard that first on ABC Radio. We're going to get something that says MondayOTPost.com.
I went to that, okay?
Go to GoDaddy. GoDaddy.com.
That's what I'm going to get.
Again, Monday, T Poe, both sides of the fence, 1, 2, 3, and his boot, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Right now, behind me, I have Miss, Anna, how do I say your last name?
Alexander.
It's really. Oh, if that was Anna, who or something?
Girl, the pen name is Oahu.
Oh, you're gay, Oahu.
Yeah.
That's why I was confused.
It's okay.
Anna, she's actually sitting in the kids zone this year. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your latest projects and what you got going on currently?
Okay.
Hello, listeners. How are you all? This is Oahu. Currently, I am here giving away free children's books through my Scribble Subscribes Youth Readership Campaign. I also have a nonprofit that I started, which is Her Hygiene, that gives hygiene products away to underprivileged teen girls and to women who are homeless or in need. So look me up. I have a lot of projects going on. And come on out. It's a really good event to be at. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Annika.
All right.
I will.
Let's go ahead and make my ways around. I'm over here looking at The Jerk to Gentleman by Hope J. Springs. What's up? Okay, where's your other book? You had another cover. Where's your mom? Okay. Well, I'm seeing Hope J. Springs say, well, she has a book, Jerk to Gentleman. She's here. I want you guys to make sure to check her out at jsprings.com. If I come across her, we're going to definitely come back, try to pick it back around and interview her. But let me go over here to this table. We have in the house, Ring Patel. This is my first time being introduced by this author. Think Signals of Smoke and Ash. Which one is Evan? It was this book, right, because this book was familiar. It wasn't this book.
That's why I recognize a lot of you by their book covers. Evan, can you tell us about your latest project? And I'm sorry, charge it to the mind, not the heart.
Latest project, you know, poetry is my passion. So my latest book is, the title is Signals of Smoke and Ash, More Love Poems. It is a really, really wonderful book. It's just like a continuation of my first book of poetry. Some in here, the poetry, you step into the poetry as soon as you read the titles. The titles of the poems are poetic within themselves. So as soon as you get into the title of the poetry, you are then introduced to the poetry. It's really, really good poetry, good reviews from Kirkus and from the Blue Ink Indie Publisher, so it's really, really well written. It's been really well received. So please check out Signals of Smoke and Ash by Evan Keitel.
Thank you, sir. What you looking at me like in there?
What? What I do?
I said Charles in my mind, not my heart. I forgot. Oh, well, I hope y'all enjoy. Y'all get up, meeting legal with folks. Okay, I'm just making sure. All right, I'll be back. All right, I'm going to be at this table now, speaking with Dale. Hi, Dale. Nice to meet you. This is Dale C. Smith. He's the author of Dreams Do Exist. Wow, can you tell us, Dale, about this book?
Well, Dreams Do Exist is an educational autobiography. Oh, I like you holding it. Let me stop. Dreams Do Exist. Hey, I'm saying she was holding it. That's my wife. I was nice when you was holding it. I could just tell you the story. But now I got to start over. Y'all better stop. All right, let me start over here.
Dreams Do Exist is an educational autobiography, and it's basically a testament of 26 years of my life. It took me 10 years to make it to the big leagues, and it took me 26 years to put it all on paper. But my mom said to write about my life endeavors, and that's how Dreams Do Exist became. It teaches you not to give up on your hopes, your dreams, and your aspirations. The other books that this young lady's holding on to are mentoring books and bully books. And those were illustrated by 17-year-old Evan Dodd.
Okay, guys, we are back connected. I don't know when we got disconnected, but I was sitting at the table talking to one of the latest authors. What was his name? JLC Smith, right? He was a pro baseball player. His story is pretty awesome, so we're going to try to get him on the show later on today. Also, right now as well, if you guys watch the Braxton show, I'm standing next to Papa Braxton. His name is Michael Braxton, and he is here with his son-in-law, Andre, who is actually married to Tawana Braxton. We're going to try to get him interviewed and see what he thinks about the festival. So right now, since he's talking to one of the authors, Ms. Shante Burton, we're going to talk to Donald K. Hawkins. His name is what is called My Life According to the Promise. Donald, if you can tell us a little about your book and who you are.
I'm Donald Hawkins. I'm Donald Hawkins. My book is My Life According to the Promise. It's a memoir. It's actually about a young boy's life after his mom passes, and basically his mother dies at the age of 24, and she actually tried to make her a promise that he will watch after her children. Donald is the middle child, and she asked God to watch after the children, protect them when she passes on after the birth of her fifth child. So the book is a depiction of Donald's life from the age 4 to age 51, going through the trials and tribulations of life. And it's really a book of inspiration to young men and women to encourage them that they can go on and they can do anything that they want to do in life. Even with the trials and tribulations of life, with God in the center of their life, they can achieve anything they want. So it goes all the way up from age 4 to 51, and it's a powerful story.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Donald Hawkins. So make sure you guys go and check him out at accordingtothepromise.com. Thank you. Have fun. Make sure you get up, meet, and mingle with folks, and enjoy yourself. All right, let me go back over here. We also have Mr. Joseph L. Douglas, Jr. Mr. Joseph, if you can tell us, can you tell us about your book? Are you Mr. Joseph? Tell us about your book. Tell us about what you got here.
My book is about the family of Frederick Douglass. It's the first book to be written about.
All right, let's make our way back over here to Shante Burton. I don't know why we keep getting disconnected. Maybe some folks are hanging up. I don't know. But Ms. Shante, you can tell us about your book, Savage Prey. Tell us a little bit about what this novel is about, a little about yourself.
Okay. Savage Prey is a story of Eric and Mary, and the last name is Savage. And what's going on is that they own a meat business, and they're considered the best in the business by their clients. However, the clients have no clue what's going on inside of the meat market. The Shirley, the eldest of their foster children, she gets a job at Gentleman Jim's as a stripper, and she's holding a big secret. And eventually she decides to spill the secret, but at what cost? Abby is the most clever and seemingly the most heartless of the Savage's foster daughters. She stands by and assists Mary and Eric Savage without a hint of remorse for others. The people of Fredericksburg go about their daily lives without an inkling of the brutal torture that's taking place right beneath their noses. Are they sitting ducks themselves? So basically, it's a thriller, horror. Come out and get a copy today. And look me up on Facebook, Shante, Shantae, Burton, Birton, com, and on Facebook.
Thank you.
Shante, raise your hand and congratulations.
Hey, I want to interrupt really quick, Tamika, before you continue.
Hello?
Tamika.
Anna.
This is Anna. Yes, listen.
Anna, what is
she
on the show?
I've been sitting on the show. What I wanted to tell you is we're going to take a moment and pause and do a little intermission and play a song. And I want you to go ahead and disconnect and let me call in as the host so we don't get disconnected anymore during the show.
So you're going to call in as a host?
Yeah, go ahead and hang up. Well, I'm going to play a little song real quick. I'm going to call in as the host from my home line. So that way we won't get any more interruptions and you won't be cut off and we can have a productive show. So y'all
okay,
gonna take a
ma'am.
Moment.
I appreciate it.
We're gonna take a moment, you guys gonna listen to some Fantasia. And then we'll be right back. Once we're back, live, Tamika, you just go ahead and call in as a regular person and we'll get the show going back up.
All right, ma'am. And go ahead and extend the show for us too.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
All righty.
Bring the beat in. Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever.
I'm
All right, am I back on? Anna, let me know if I'm back connected. Anna, I need to know if I'm back connected. Okay. Thank you. Somebody just sent me a message and let me know that I'm back connected. So, all right. So, I'm going to be walking through the tables now, and I'm going to find some more artists to interview. So, we're going to go into the second session of walking around. And so, y'all, I have changed into my sweats. Right now, I was walking in heels, and my feet is nearly swollen. So, I have to make sure that I put the sweats on. And you go ahead and mute your mic. I'm back on now. I got it.
All right.
You have a good show. I'm still going to be listening in.
All right. Thanks, ma'am. All right. Now I'm sitting right next here to Nathaniel Fortis. Nathaniel has a classic novel that we had did for Book of the Month with A&DC, like our first year out, like a long time ago. He also has his other book, Things in Between, and he also has some nonfiction products coming out called The College to Corporate, from the Millennium Recent College Graduate. Is this about you? About your experience? Is this about your experience?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. And it's coming in July. All right, Nathaniel, tell us a little bit about your next book, because it's not even fiction, so tell us about that.
Okay. All right, so College to Corporate for the Millennial Recent College Graduate. So this is a book about all the generations coming together in the workplace. So you have the silent generation, you've got the baby boom generation, you've got the Generation X, and then you have the Millennials. Everyone has a different experience going forward, and they all kind of collide together. So you got a generation that uses text messaging. You have a generation that invented a lot of the music, the R&B, the hip-hop. You have a generation that idolized the government and created the government, the FBI, the CIA, the postal services. Then you have the generation that created the infrastructure, which is the oldest of the generations, the ones that built the World Trade Centers and laid down the infrastructure. Right now, for the first time, you have all those generations in one central workplace coming together. And there's a lot of differences going on. So this book is kind of just a guide to give the history of each generation and kind of why a lot of the things that we do, how it affects them and why it affects them either negatively or positively. So, yeah, that's pretty much the cause.
It's just that. Okay, and the book is going to be coming out in July, but he has, for those in the D.C. area, July 18th on Wednesday, he has his book release party, and it's going to be at the Dunn's Art Gallery in the event space. If you want to find out more about the event, go to danielfortisrelease.eventbrite.com, or you can call 202-615-6918. Again, that's 202-615-6918. You see how professional I did that? Yeah, I'll be on it, bro. I'll be on it. Yeah, I'll be on it. And I'm mad at you. I just love that style, bro. I'm going to holler at you, though. All right, so I'm going to make my ways around. And let's go over here to Ms. Roxanne T. Fred. Okay. We had Ms. Roxanne on the AMC's virtual tour Blogspot before, because I remember this book cover. The book is called If the Drugs Don't Get You, the Lifestyle Will. I like that title. Ms. Roxanne, can you tell us about your book and tell us a bit about yourself?
I am a self-published author out of the city of Columbus, Ohio. My book, If the Drugs Don't Get You, Lifestyle Will, is about 2 minutes. Okay, it's about men that were blessed to stop using drugs and thought that they could band together, get rich quick, selling drugs. It didn't happen that way. They all went to prison except for one because he turned informant. The wife of one of the men decided to kill the informant, but she wants to do it and get away clean. You got to read the book to see how she did it, if she did it. Gas Card is another book that I have out, and I have Gas Card Reloaded. They're detective novels. So, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Ms. Roxanne C. Fred. If you want to find out more about Ms. Roxanne, you can go to recoveryurbanwritingmix.blogspot.com.
And you can check her out, again, that's Recovery Urban Writing Mix. blogspot.com. And her books are an ebook as well as paperback. Thank you so much, Ms. Roxanne. And y'all enjoy yourself. I'll eat all them pretzels. You ain't even offered. No, I'm just saying, you ain't offered. All right. I did say bring food, didn't I? I brought me some food. I went and got me some Subway. My food is right under the table. And I'm not going to give me some lunch. So I understand. Y'all enjoy. All right, I'm at the next table with Ms. A.E. Durbin. High five, I said it right. All right, we're going to be talking to her about her book, In Between the Cracks. And so this looks like, maybe like a based on a true type tale. It's really dramatic type fiction read. It's really pretty good. Let's see if we can get Ms. Durbin on to talk about her. Can you briefly tell us about yourself and about your book in under 2 minutes?
Hi, I'm a native New Yorker. I'm a high school teacher. Also, I am a college professor, and I have 2 novels. One is Slipping on Concrete. The other is a short story set, In Between the Cracks. I am happy to be here at the Urban Book Festival.
The Baltimore Urban Book Festival.
Met a lot of great authors, and I hope that you guys will, you know, be able to enjoy my book. One is about growing up in New York City with his friends, and the other one is short stories catering to everybody from mothers and daughters relationships to, you know, what it's like to be gay and grow up to be a man. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ms. A. Devin. Huh?
What did I just do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. A., you are being interviewed on ABC Radio Live. I'm going to be giving out your website, too. People can go and check you out at December 13th productions.com as well as December 13th productions.org.
Onlinebinding.com.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, ma'am. And again, this is AMC Radio Live. We've been doing this broadcasting show since 2008. And we're also the co-founders and organizers of the Boston Urban Book Festival. So, yeah, I don't put name tags on. I don't want the folks asking me no questions. You know, I just want to walk around. You know, I'm just like y'all. You know, ain't nobody. All right, well, it was nice meeting you. All right, everybody, I just got a message from Ms. KP, which is the author of The Dirty Divorce is Parking, and she's going to be up here soon. And for those people that don't know, Ms. KP was the winner for Urban Book of the Year last year, and she's actually going to be presenting that award to a new author this year. I'm really excited about that. So first, let's go ahead and keep it moving. I'm going to be talking right now to Ms. Arthur Yvette Dean. She has a book, Lust, Love, and Happiness. And it is $12? Got it's $12. What is your website? What's your website? Website is mentalsimulation.org. I like that. And she's from Temple Hills, Maryland, so you're from the area. All right, let me see. And this is your only book?
Yeah.
Okay, you can tell us about your book and tell us also about yourself in about 2 minutes.
Hi, my name is Yvette Dean, author of Lust, Love, and Happiness from the Temple Hills, Maryland area, also the founder and CEO of Mental Stimulation Publishing, residing in Temple Hills as well. Born and raised in Washington, D.C., this is one of many novels that I have written, first published. The book, Lust, Love, and Happiness, is pretty much about a couple who involves a third party into their relationship, where turmoil is set to begin in the book, and it's just throughout the book there's lots of drama and turmoil and different roadblocks that come in between their relationship, and then it will their relationship last. Thank you.
I saw Nally and I went running. So I had to go give me some. And I was over here at Ms. Odessa Rose table because she got grape nail nails and she got strawberry nail nails. So now I'm going to be talking with a juicy mouth. But let me go ahead and interview Ms. Odessa Rose for her book, In the Mirror. Can you tell us about your book and a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Odessa Rose and my book is called In the Mirror. And it's about a young woman named Jasmine Falls who is trying to prove that her boyfriend is not in love with his wife. And what she does to do that is she breaks into his house and spies on him for about a week with his family.
All
It's a Reginald F. Lewis Museum Book of the Month, and it's doing pretty well. And what I try to tell people is that Jasmine is not crazy. She's in love, but most people aren't believing that. And I'm hoping that, well, right now it's doing really well. People are loving it, and I'm very proud of this book. It's my second book, and I'm just happy to have it. My first book is called Water in a Broken Glass. It's still doing really, really well. It's at the top of one of the e-book downloads. And that one's about a young woman that's a sculptor. And when she's in high school, she discovers that she's in love with another woman, a female student in her class, and she doesn't want to deal with those feelings, so she just buries them in her artwork. A few years later, she comes across a guy named Malcolm Holland, and she falls in love with a guy for the first time in her life, and she's happy. But then a few weeks after that, she meets a guy, meets a woman named Satin Pierce, and all those feelings from high school start to come back again.
You over there, look.
I just kind of bang your porches over there, smacking it up. I'm about to go see what you got. But I'm hungry. What kind of shoes are them? Oh, thank you, Miss Vanessa. Ew, what are these? I don't know. They don't look appealing. They look nasty. They look dietary. I ain't got nothing to swallow down with afterwards. You good? Yeah, yeah, he's gone with the nasty paper chips. Thank you, Miss Odessa Rose, for the interview. All right, I'm looking right now at Miss. What's your name in on the book?
CMD. I knew I read it.
Okay, Miss CMD. She signed copies of her book, Diamond in the Rough. That's what's up. And her book cover is very nice and cool. She got a whole table put together. I think she loves the color pink. And are you a book reader?
Yeah, I'm with Tech Money.
That's right. Okay, but you're not an author, right?
Right, I'm not.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I want to interview you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Come this way. Come this way. Come this way.
Sit down.
This way. Yeah, this way.
Am I going to be?
No, it's for like 2 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, it's ABC Radio. It's an online radio show. We've been doing it since 2008.
Okay.
And so I want to get a reader's point of view. Yeah, you lie. So please don't mess up. Please be professional like I am right now. Like, ain't I professional? So tell us how you enjoying the festival and meeting the authors and things like that.
Oh, it's very interesting. This is my first time being at a book festival, so I'm really enjoying myself meeting new people and getting just to be able to conversate with the authors.
Now, how many books have you bought? Just one?
Just two.
And why did she buy a TMD's book? What did she say that makes you want to buy her book?
She read me. She told me, like, my personality, and she got it right on the point.
Oh, she played you? Ooh, she played you. Girl, you're a good author. High five, high five. You better not leave me hanging. So, go ahead, go around, make your way around. Meet a lot more authors. Have fun. See a psych. Oh, is that what it is? I ain't trying to hear all that. You can't read. You can't read me. Yeah, I'm original. You can't read me. I will be back, Miss Tandy. I'm going to interview you. Oh, let me go ahead and interview Miss Lala Lawrence.
Julia,
my bad. Oh, I keep it. Oh, now they was at the Bonfire and Book Festival last night, y'all. And they was getting it in, y'all. They was getting it in. Having their husbands on the dance floor, and they were just popping and driving and lying. I'm like, really? Excuse me. So let's go in here and see what they're doing today. Can you tell us about your book, Gotta Let It Go?
Tell us about it. Okay, so Gotta Let It Go is a romantic suspense novel that's set in Baltimore. And what I'll do is read the back of it. So moments before Deidre Hunter signs the papers that will end her marriage to her cheating husband, her best friend and divorce attorney gets murdered. Devastated by the tragedy, she sets out with one intent, and that's to find the killer. So in the midst of the investigation, she finds herself attracted to Hill Harris, a handsome but elusive homicide detective who's assigned to handling the case. So despite his warning to follow proper police procedures, she strikes out to uncover clues on the crime-ridden streets of Baltimore, and this forces her into dangerous circumstances and potential heartache. So it's a roller coaster ride that will keep you guessing until the very end. Again, it's Gotta Let It Go, romantic suspense novel set in Baltimore, and this is Julia Lawrence. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Lawrence, and I want you guys to have fun. Don't be over here popping, dropping, and locking it today. That was last night.
Bella that sangria that we were drinking. Oh, my bad. I sit on the radio. Shh, don't tell nobody. All right, Miss Tandy. Now tell us about your book, Never Judge a Book by Cover, and also Diamond in the Rough.
Diamonds in the Rough. Okay. So Diamonds is about seven women. They start. They start off really young. They don't have any guidance. They're trying to find their way. It's a story about heartache, pain, betrayal, friendship, and they come to find out that life's no fairy tale at all.
All right. Well, if you want to check her out, go to what's your website? TMDPublishing.net. She got on a T-shirt. That's what I'm talking about. All right, thank you, Miss CMD. Now I'm going to make my way back around. Hi. Yes, sir.
Have you seen Dreamwriter?
No.
Out of Atlanta. They're supposed to be here.
They are supposed to be here, but I haven't seen their booth. But they are on the list.
Yeah.
I want to find out for you.
Yeah.
Let me find out. Okay, let me find out for you. All right, I'm going to make my way around. Okay. Well, I was at your table, Ms. Hope J. Springs, and you was not at your table for me to do your interview, so I shouldn't be doing no picture, but I think I'm going to go ahead and pause and do a picture. What are we doing? Who, where the camera at?
Like a portrait. Come on,
Karina. Oh, yeah, you was doing a portrait. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll excuse you then.
Okay.
All right, y'all ready for the picture? All right, everyone pause one moment. We're going to take a picture really quick.
You know what the magic is doing?
Oh, Lord.
One more picture.
Oh, she's there. Okay, well, Hope, can you tell us about your book, Jack's Gentleman?
All right.
Well,
is this a
conference
call?
Yeah. No, you're on ABC Radio Live.
Hi. Hi, everybody. This is Hope J. Spring. My book, Jack's Gentleman, is a coming-of-age novel about a young man and a young lady who fall out with each other in high school. And go through a wave of trials and tribulations that eventually land them in God's hands. So it's a very inspirational book for teens and tweens and anyone looking for Jesus and don't even know it. And it's also a wonderful love story. That's it. That's the gentleman. Thanks, Tamika.
And also, Hope has an event coming up on the 17th in, what's the city, in Cape Springs, Maryland. It's at Annie's Aunt Art Gallery. So if you want to find more information about her event on the 17th, if you're in Cape Springs, Maryland area, go to HopeJSpring.com. Again, it's HopeJSpring.com. And it's going to even a portrait and book signing. It's going to be awesome. All right, Hope, I'll be right back. I'm going to make my ways around and go into another room here. I'm seeing a lot more familiar. You change shirts. What was the part here? The one of the ladies here. Okay. All right, yeah, I'm going to make my way around. And we're going to see. Like, I'm walking through two rooms that's adjacent to one. The two floors is on the third level of the Frederick Douglass Myers Museum, and I'm looking outside and I can see the children's bouncing area. I see a lot of food vendors, and they're doing face painting. They have some music and things out there. They're selling clothes and hats and jewelry. It's a pretty nice house. I'm really, really excited about that. Right now I'm looking at, again, Papa Braxton and Andre of Tawanda. Hi, do you mind telling us what you think about the event today?
That's pretty good, sir. Phenomenal event. I was getting to meet a lot of the young artists, authors, and understanding their background. Found out a lot of them are from Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Got to talk with them. Even got to talk to someone who had a mystery novel. First time that I come in contact with someone who wrote a mystery novel. And it's good meeting people and just seeing how excited they are about the book.
Awesome.
Got me excited about it.
Awesome. Well, again, y'all, well, this was Michael Braxton Sr., and he's also here with his son-in-law. Have you read any of Andre's books?
I've read all of his books.
Are they good?
Yeah.
I was talking about Andre earlier with his Japanese shirt that he got on. What? That's all love. But, okay, Andre, you got to tell us about, hold on. Are they good?
Yeah, like I said, I haven't read the new one yet.
because I haven't gotten a copy of the new one yet. I usually autograph me a copy.
Wait a minute, you didn't get him an autograph copy?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
What you said today, he's
going to
give you one.
Well, I'm still here. I have just enough waste on my living room table for everyone to come in because.
That's support.
Yeah, is everybody else supporting? You know what? The last time that we kind of saw 69 Ways, you only had one book, right? I didn't see the other two books. Yeah, I didn't see the other two books. Oh, they cut you out. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, let me talk to Andre for a little bit.
Wait, let me tell you about this first one. This first one, Code Dan. Before I read it, I thought he was crazy.
Oh, Lord.
After I read it, I know he's crazy.
What is it about? It's a fiction novel.
Yes, he's a very gifted writer. And I enjoyed it. And matter of fact, I think I bought copies of that for my sisters, my brothers, and lots of my friends. And, really like it.
Are you fulfilling your destiny?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm actually putting my information out there as far as my books, letting people know that I am a writer, because actually people looking at the show don't think I am a writer. And when they watch it, they go, that's all stage. He didn't really write books. And I'm like, yes, I do write books. I've been published since 2005. My first book is called Crazy for a Man, and it did well on the black college campus. And they'll have it here with me. No, it's not. It's basically about a single woman raising her son by herself and how their relationship changes when she starts dating again.
Now, you're self-published, right?
Yes, I am. I'm
Even with the show, no majors.
No majors, only because most people still don't believe that I am a writer, so I have to get the different events like this and show people that
it is how the show is portraying it as well, too.
That's
they say they film for hours and hours, but they only show a fraction of that.
That's exactly right.
That's unfortunate.
And they've actually filmed two of my book signings, but they've only shown one.
I think I've seen one that was for the 69 Ways. I'm a fan. I wasn't a fan of you. But you know what? I'm a writer and I'm a publisher. I self-published and did all that myself. So I can understand the hustle.
Right.
So, you know.
And I didn't remember. I thought my platform was going to be easy because of that.
Right. It's not.
Only because of the persona that they
have to put out.
So it's kind of hard. So I got to get out now and change that whole image.
Well, separate yourself.
Yeah, and I'm trying to.
Separate yourself.
But the money's too good right now.
Really? Can you loan me a dollar?
I can loan you $10.
Okay, go ahead. Hold up. We're going to tell nobody, y'all. Well, tell me about this shirt because.
I love this shirt. You don't like it?
It's different. It's
different.
Yeah, it's different. You got the shoes matching it now that you look good. You look good. Okay, but I didn't ask you this.
Okay.
What do you think about the festival?
Actually, this is my second book event. My first one I did was in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I did a signing at Black and Nobel. So
how did that go? Because that's in the hood. You know, there's Black and Nobel. Oh, that's right. My bad. That's a great area.
It is very urban.
Very urban.
Very urban.
How fast did you walk your car?
Real fast.
Real fast. Okay. Was it night time?
Nice check. You did come in.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Did they promote it? You know, it was good.
Yeah,
did you go back?
Yeah, I'll go back.
Okay.
With security.
With security. that's different. You know, we can talk. I'll give you a lot more other places.
What I
did
was I told my publishers, I said, yeah, I want to do urban festivals.
Oh, yeah. They can feel that. They can feel that, all right.
Urban,
yeah, she went real urban because that is
urban, not hood.
That is an interesting area of Philadelphia. Yeah, so, okay.
You are funny.
Yeah, you talk to your publicist about that.
Yeah,
she's trying to be funny.
Well,
or she or
that same day about that.
Yeah, she's trying to be funny. She's trying to make a point. I'm like, okay, you all urban, all right. Okay, I'm going to put you in urban area, all right. Yeah, but hey, at least you enjoyed it.
I did.
I'm going to come back and probably.
Well, tell me the name of your book. You ain't talking about yourself.
I'm not, but it's not about me.
It is about you.
Okay, well, I'm set up over there. So, you know, we're going to talk, out there. Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah, plugging myself. Okay, everybody. This is Tamika Newhouse, ABC founder, co-founder of the Baltimore Urban Book Festival. Also, see, you didn't know.
No.
See, I don't put name tags on. I don't want to get out of it. But also, I have my books over there, Kisses on Live, The Ultimate No-No, Cookie, Could Have, I'll show you. And so again, everyone, we're talking to you. No, you didn't. You're on the radio. We tried. I thought your last name was different.
No, Carter. My name is
Carter.
Carter.
Okay, Carter.
Montellus Carter.
Why is Montellus out in the open?
Because I want people to know me as a writer and say Montellus Lee and not keep Andre Carter.
Really? Oh, high five on that. I like that. Okay, people, I'm talking to Andre Carter. Andre Carter of the Braxton Family Values. We're not going to ask you about the Braxton Family and all this, Tawanda. I ain't going to do all that. So, but I hope that you have fun for the rest of the day today. And I will be back to bless you. You want some food?
Yeah, I
your assistant? You the assistant, right? Oh, my bad. You give me food on it. I ain't your assistant. You better go find your assistant. Oh, you got to go down to high five. My bad.
Keep it close.
I'm down close?
No, I'm just saying keep it close.
Keep it close. Okay. You walk downstairs, okay. It's 3 flights down, and it's a big old white tent. They got food and stuff out there. So if you can leave your booth on the table. I'm going to eat my car and all that. Because you look a little bored over here. You all right? You all right? All right. You know you can leave your area, right? We ain't holding you hostage. Oh, that's right. You can go check on my stuff. I'll be back. All right, everyone. I was just talking to Mr. Andre Carter of the Braxton Family Values. He is the husband of Tawanda Braxton. Very interesting and funny guy. Let's see. I pretty much have interviewed the bulk of everyone. And so, also, I'm sitting right here with Ms. KP. Can you briefly, I'm sorry, Pop, I didn't mean to
That's
interrupt.
That's my cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stop lying.
All in the family.
Yeah, cousin. Ms. KP is cousin to just my question to you, to the whole family, or just?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, tell everybody about your latest book, no, Pop Rock book, that's coming out. You want Amy to Radio Live. And you're going to be passing over the torch of Urban Book of the Year.
Yeah.
And I haven't told you who the winner is yet.
Right.
But tell us briefly about Pop Rock when it's coming out.
All right. So Pop Rock should be out this summer. It's about a girl from New Jersey that moved to L.A. under an alias and starts a new life with a lot of deep secrets. So you will see her life unfold. And the paparazzi does a great job at doing that. So it's a lot of drama. I know you guys know me for drama, so you definitely won't be disappointed with that. And also, we're also working with some music to kind of go with the book as well. So.
Oh, yes, and they were at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival Social last night. You were there with, what's her name?
Christine West.
Christine West, and she's the one that created the original song for Paparazzi. And they actually played it. They had a really nice top.
It's
a crossover. I like that. So
she's actually on the cover of Paparazzi, too.
Oh, that's her? No, Paparazzi isn't out yet.
That's the cover.
She has short hair. That's why she looks different.
Yes.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know, you can go to lifechangingbooks.net,
yes.
And you'll be able to check out Ms. KP's books and all the other life-changing books. Again, everyone, Life Changing Books is a title sponsor for the Baltimore Urban Book Festival, so make sure that you do go to their website, support them. If you are in the area, come down to the Baltimore Urban Book Festival. We're at the Frederick Douglass Myers Museum on Down Street, right here by the Baltimore Harbor. We have food, we have music and things downstairs, we have the kids zone, all of that. So we have a little bit of something for everybody. And yeah, it's a beautiful, and it's not raining. It's not raining. It's supposed to be raining and all that. So it's not raining at all, so we're very thankful for that. So, Team LCB. All right, everybody. Well, I have done the most. I am passing by The Book Look, which is a TV show that came here to broadcast. I'm passing by Booker T. Madison. And I'm passing by one of my new artists, High Five. This is Ms. Tamara Matthews and cousin.
Yes.
Cousin. Tamara Matthews is one of my latest artists under, under Delphine Publications. And she's going to be coming, making her debut later on this year, so really excited about that. And so, y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead and walk in. I'm just talking. And so right now I'm at the end. So I have did a little bit over an hour of talking to you guys about this year's festival. Really excited about the turnout, the many people that are here, the support that we've been getting. It's not easy. And I can't find my co-organizers and co-founders, Nicola Mitchell and Chris Hibbs. I actually see both of them. They're downstairs.
outside. So I know if I go down there, I'm going to end up probably losing the phone call. But let me run down the stairs. Okay. Now, I'm in the stairway, and, y'all, I'm going down three flights of stairs. So if I start huffing and puffing, that's because I'm going down three flights of stairs. Now, come on. Y'all give me a break. So now we're on the second level. Got one more level to go. All right, y'all. I think we have reached the bottom. Yes, we have reached the bottom. And I'm going to make my way outside to find my court organizers, Mr. Chris Hicks and Ms. Nicola Mitchell. Let's see where they are at. I just saw them. Hey, let me interview first Arthur Nina Buchanan for her books, Gossip Line, Bonded Betrayal, and Skeleton. And I'm getting some text messages from people talking about they're listening. If y'all are listening, please stop texting me. I can't read text and host a show at the same time. Thank you very much. Let's go to Ms. Nanette McKinney. Can you tell us about your latest book? And tell us what you think about the festival. You can go ahead and hold it.
The latest book is Bonded Betrayal. It's my latest novel out of the six novels I've done so far. And in this, Cassandra Smith is in Bruised Love. In Bonded Betrayal, we have six friends that return to their hometown for a family reunion, only to find out that they have become different. And after high school reunions and family reunions, you really find out who is your friend and who's not your friend. And they find out that there's some secrets between the six of them that really, really cause the dissension and in some cases change.
All right, now I found one of my courts. Thank you, Ms. Thank you, Ms. Annette. I am running around, kind of got a scatterbrain. But I finally found one of my court organizers, Ms. Nicola Mitchell. Nicola, can you tell us about the process of putting this event together and how you think overall the turnout is and how people are being receptive to it?
I think the turnout is wonderful. It's a good day. There's a beautiful day outside. There's so many people, not just black people, but all types of people down here. So we are very appreciative to that. There's wonderful panels going on. There's wonderful food vendors. We got stuff smelling good down here, all these books, all these beautiful authors, talented people. And, I mean, I'm just happy that everything is going on the way that it is. Overall, I think this is a great experience for new, old, seasoned, fresh authors. It's a learning experience, and just for this being a second annual, it's a wonderful, wonderful time. Everything can always get improvement, always room for growth, and that's something we're concentrating on right now. So I'm going to turn it back on to Tamika Newhouse.
All right, I'm standing next to Christine West, and she is a local artist. And a musician that's actually working with Life Changing Books, and then the original song to Miss KP's book that just got me talking to Paparazzi. Can you tell us about that whole project and the process of it? You're also on the book cover. Tell us how that was.
Well, the process of making the song was wonderful. We stayed up in the studio all night long. It took about 8 hours, and we just had ideas popping off with me and Miss KP, and that'll be on iTunes, available on iTunes soon.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. And just with the whole book process, modeling for the book, let me tell you, Azarell is so perfect. She's great. I mean, the company is just the bomb. I mean, what can you say about it? You know what I'm saying? It's just, it was a good, humbling experience. And I'm around women that really care about other women and just about uplifting other women. And I'm learning a lot. So it's an honor to be with LCB.
And I'm looking at her, y'all, like, she is just so pretty. I told her to get away from me. She can't stand me. You can't even stand next to
she
pretty people.
Because,
like, your prettiness is coming to bleed.
Give me some of yours.
I mean, I'm pretty, too, but I ain't got dolls. You can step away. Like, it's just too much. You got this cocoa brown-looking, just lip-looking skin. And then the hair is all straight. Walk away. Thank you so much, ma'am.
All right.
All right, I'm going to make my way around. Let me see if I can find. Oh, here's Chris Hicks. Chris Hicks is the one that originally came with me with the idea to start the Boston Urban Book Festival, and I want to talk to him. Chris, can you tell us what you think about what's going on with the event and take the frown off your face?
You doing an interview right now?
Yes, on ABC Radio. You know we do this every year. Hello.
All right.
Okay, so tell everybody what you think about the event and the whole process of putting together.
The event is
it's a good event. It's a good event. You know, you got families out here, you know, children. Of course, you got me out here working. I'm actually supposed to be on a panel right now, but...
Really? Oh, is that the Ebony Chronicles panel?
Yeah, that's the
panel.
Wow. But I got to work.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a good day, nice day, nice weather, and, you know, it's a great event. You know, great event, great day for Baltimore, you know. And if you ain't here, you're missing it. And if you ain't here, you need to hurry up and get here.
Thank you, Chris.
And, yes, yeah, so we will be bringing the event back next year, again, bigger and better. Ain't that right, Chris?
That's right.
All right. So everybody who's always have something to say or, you know, lack of the support, we will appreciate the support for you guys to, you know, come out and support, and not necessarily support us, but you're by supporting us, you're supporting our writers. So definitely make sure that you stay consistent with that and continue to try to support. Just spread the word. If all you tell is one friend, that's one more friend that knows about what we're doing. We're really excited about that. So now I'm actually in one of the panels, and I'm looking at Moses Miller and Eon Williams and Kibi Wells, and then the panel talking about their latest book, Ebony Chronicles of Elevation. So really excited about that. So I am going to go ahead and end this live broadcast. I am right now standing out by the harbor. I'm looking at the water, the beautiful water view, waterfront, and it's a nice breeze outside. I need to go back in because my dress is trying to blow up. Don't give anybody surprises down there. So, again, thank you, everyone. For those who were not able to make it, we will be coming back again next year around this time, early May, late April. The new day will be debuted sometime in the summer. So make sure you go to BaltimoreUrbanBookFestival.com. Again, that's BaltimoreUrbanBookFestival.com. And go out and check out all the information and things that's going on. Again, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I am your host, AANBC founder and president, Tanika Newhouse, the co-founder and organizer of the Baltimore Urban Book Festival, as well as the publisher and CEO of Delphine Publications. If you want to find out more about me and who this obnoxious, loud person who is on the radio, you can go to my website at TanikaNewhouse.com. Follow us on Twitter at AAM Book Club. Follow me on Twitter at Tanika Newhouse. And make sure that you tweet all of your Baltimore Urban Book Festival experience by using #BUBF12. Again, that's #BUBF12. Later on our Twitter at AAM Book Club, we will be announcing the AMC Literary Award winners. That's going to be announced around 4 o'clock today, so just under an hour. So make sure that you guys go and follow us on Twitter so that you can see who the winners are live on Twitter. Because if you're not here, you won't know unless you're following us on Twitter. All right, everyone, y'all have a great day. I'm about to go find me something to eat, do a quick interview, and get ready for this award ceremony. All right, peace, love, and happiness. Mwah.